In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A true Christian can certainly understand where St. Paul is coming from. He knows that departing this veil of tears to be with Christ would be far better than remaining in the flesh. To be at home with our Lord and all His saints and angels is much preferred to our continuing our pilgrimage here on earth. And yet, with St. Paul, we recognize that our time here is not determined by us. It is the Lord who determines the number of our days, and while we long to be rid of our sinful flesh and ushered into our eternal home in paradise, we are content to remain in our flesh as long as our Lord wills it so. Only let our remaining in the flesh be marked with steadfast faith in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let our manner of living be worthy of that gospel, that we may stand firm in one spirit and with one mind strive side by side for the faith of the gospel. That steadfast faith about which St. Paul speaks is built upon and flows from our trust in the one who humbled himself and came down from heaven to be incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man. The second person of the Most Holy Trinity, the eternal Son of God, the Word through whom all things were created, left his place of glory and took on the form of a servant, being born in our human flesh. And he did so to live as we fail to live and to die as we deserve to die. He did so to become our substitute, that trusting in him, our manner of living would not be held against us. He humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross, to spare us from the eternal wrath and punishment of God that we deserve. And because Christ accomplished the mission for which he came, the salvation of the world, he has been highly exalted. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We who have been brought to faith in Jesus, we who already bow at his name and already confess that he is Lord, have nothing to fear. We know what awaits us. We know that an eternity in paradise is already ours. We know that this life is not all there is, but is merely a pilgrimage as we travel on our way to the promised land. And knowing this, dear friends, we are free and able to live lives worthy of the gospel of Christ. For to do so is to do nothing more than to live in repentance and faith, confessing our sins and trusting in the one who has taken our sins away. It's not easy for us to remain in this veil of tears, for here we are forced to do battle with the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. As long as we remain on earth, our lives will be riddled with suffering and pain. Not only physically, but also spiritually. We would much rather depart and be with the Lord, where there is no more suffering, no more pain, no more sorrow or tears, but only bliss, comfort, joy, and peace. Nevertheless, we remain here for a reason, that we might in word and deed proclaim the praises of him who has brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. We are kept here not only to enjoy the earthly lives we've been blessed with as much as we can in this fallen creation, but to fight the good fight of the faith and to suffer for our Lord's sake, even as he suffered all for our sake. We remain to be the light of the world, to shine forth the truth of the gospel of our Lord, so that others may be brought out of the darkness and into the light, as we have been, so that others may learn to bow at the name of Jesus and confess that he is Lord now, before the day comes when he is revealed to all and the time of grace has expired. Dear friends in Christ, rejoice that you have been brought into Christ's kingdom which has no end. Give thanks and praise to the Lord for revealing the truth of the gospel to you. And motivated by that gospel, the good news which assures you that through faith in Christ, eternity in paradise is yours. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Live in repentance and faith. Suffer willingly and gladly for the truth. Strive against sin. Love one another. Confess the faith whenever you are given the opportunity, and bring others to Jesus, that they may bow at His name, confess He is Lord, and receive the forgiveness, life, and salvation He has won for them. That's what we Christians do during our pilgrimage here on earth. May the Holy Spirit strengthen us to stand firm in one spirit and with one mind strive side by side for the faith of the gospel. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.